We know that Carlton, yet to have a win in the 2018 season, they'll be keen to rectify that on Saturday night when they come to Adelaide Oval to take on the Crows. Let's catch up with one of their veterans, Dale Thomas. Daisy, welcome to the show.
Good day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, Daisy. Well, thank you. Hey, I was just looking at your record today. You've never played at the Adelaide Oval. Are you looking forward to that?
I am, yeah. I've obviously watched it and watched the crowd and the atmosphere that is over there and what the great city of Adelaide has done. So I think we've only played over a couple of times. I missed one through injury and I got dropped for the other one. So it hasn't yet to play there, but hopefully Saturday night can bring some change of luck for me and a change of luck for the team.
Yeah, indeed. Everyone obviously looks at the wins and losses and the columns there, and I'm guessing you're disappointed, obviously, you haven't won. Tell us about some positives, though, that have come out of the first six rounds.
Yeah, we're certainly not shying away from the fact that, you know, the game's about wins and losses, and we need to understand as a group that, you know, 0-6 isn't ideal. You know, we've had chances in a lot of these games, so in terms of finding positives, you know, you have to find the small wins along the way when you're in this position. We've got the chance to have another couple of debutants this year. The form of Zach Fisher of late's been terrific. But for us, you know, we're desperate to get a win. You know, as I said, we played some patches of really good footy. You know, we put 5 on the Tigers before they could blink in round one, but weren't able to go on with the job. So just about the consistency of effort, limiting those passages of play or times in games where we go missing for a bit, and yeah, that's what's costing us at the minute.
What is the overarching emotion amongst the group? You're a senior player, Daisy. Is it frustrating? Is it disappointing? I mean, I go back to that round one game. You guys kicked 15 goals against Richmond. 15 goals.
You sort of got to be, you know, a bit of reality needs to come into your assessment of it. You know, obviously, every week you go out there and you try and do your very best.
Oh, Daisy, you there? You dropped out.
Yeah, sorry, I'm there. My mum's trying to call me on the other line.
Oh, no. You better get it. Daisy, you can hang up. It's mum.
I'll have to send her a voicemail. Mother's Day's next week. Take it.
Well, I don't want to get between you and your mother, Dale.
No, it's all good. You love me regardless.
Oh, but they do.
In terms of, you know, it's about trying to teach these younger boys as a senior player that, you know, regardless of scoreboard, you need to bring the effort every week. You need to play to the system every week. It's not about doing the extraordinary, it's just doing the ordinary extra well. So, and when you're zipping 6, it does become hard to do that because blokes want to, you know, be the best player in the side and chase kicks and probably go to self a little bit too much. So for us, it's about trying to stay together as a team. You know, you look at the way the Tigers are playing at the minute, they've got so many role players and then if they've got their superstars on top. So it's an interesting time and something that, you know, as a bloke who's been around the game, for a bit longer than most of them, you have a greater deal of perspective on it.
Mm. Daisy, I thought I'd have a look before we got you on, and can't we got to study you because we got to call the game on Saturday. You're averaging 66 points per game in 6 games, and I thought, well, clearly you're not getting the ball inside 50. Clearly there's no snoozers down there marking it. But you're averaging 50 inside 50s and nearly 9 marks inside 50 a game. Now, they're bloody good numbers. So I'm stuffed if I know why you're not scoring.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. Yeah, I think in a couple of the games that we've obviously lost them all, but we've actually had more inside 50s than the Oppo.
Yeah.
We got blown off the park by North and had a similar amount. So there is a bit to be optimistic about, and we can connect a little bit better going forward from that centre forward area. You know, there is the ability, you know, if you can finish your work to score. But, you know, the game's so good these days, and if you don't take your chances, teams go at the other end and put a couple on you before you can blink.
You've had a wretched run with injuries. I think Adelaide and Carlton were the two teams with the most games missed so far this year. And on your main training session, Charlie Curnow and Caleb Marchbank both rolled ankles. What is going on?
Yeah, well, look, when it rains, it pours, I guess. It's just one of those things that, you know, you don't need it. You don't need it at any time of the year. And for two young kids to be playing some good footy, it's not ideal. But, you know, the beauty of it is if they do miss, there'll be opportunities for someone else to come in and mount their case. You know, I'm not sure exactly if the teams have been released yet. I did see Caleb and Charlie in the coach's room as I walked out of the club today, so I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
I think they've officially been ruled out, so you're not giving
it was obviously
away.
Bad then. There you go.
Oh, good one.
So, look, yeah, I'm not sure who will take their place, but there's two big roles to be filled, and whoever does will be doing their best.
What about Cruiser? Did you see him in the room? Is he back, the big Cruise master?
I did. I saw him jogging around. I'm not sure. Again, I haven't seen the teams, but hopefully for us, he'll be out there.
Okay. You're not going to try and tease Bryce, are you, or sledge him, or try and get under his little goat, are you, Dale? I can tell that about Bryce, and you'd know. He's got a touch of the Steve Waugh about him. The more you sledge him, the more runs he'll make.
Yeah, look, I'm sure we'll say some
funny things.
We'll have some funny chats along the way, but, yeah, look, you're exactly right. The more you get into him, the better he plays, and we probably need to worry about ourselves more than we're worrying about too much what's going on with the opposition and who's chasing kicks, so... It will be a bit weird seeing him face to face running around in the different colours. Although we did make him dress up in the Adelaide gear for Mark Murphy's Bucks. So it's not that foreign to most of us.
Dale, Mickey Malthouse is a great mate of the show. We love him. You still catch up and chat?
Yeah, I do. Mick's, as you say, a great friend of your show, but a great friend of mine as well. A mentor in footy terms, and I guess a bit in life as well, but also just a great mate. So I do catch up with him as much as I can. It's probably more over phone and text at the minute.
Yeah.
It's great that he's come up to the modern day and age with being able to commute.
You've dragged him in, haven't you?
Because for a while there, in the back here, unless he phoned you, and he only phoned off private numbers, and I have a habit of not answering them. So we used to miss each other a fair bit.
Premiership star Daisy Thomas, our guest, 224-game veteran. I don't like using the word veteran with you. You're still baby-faced. How can you be 31 in June?
Yeah, well, it's sort of got me stuck.
Blooming hell.
I'll tell you what, though. I did walk into the club today and there was a discussion about Fortnite, which I thought was a period in time. It turns out it's a game on PlayStation. I am getting old. I sat down and had my coffee and went, like, okay, well, what else is going on? I sort of glanced through the paper and that was about it. But in terms of, I don't certainly feel 31. I guess I missed a large chunk of footy. I feel like my body's finally caught up to what my mind's always known it can do. So in that sense, I don't pull up like I'm 21, don't get me wrong, but I certainly don't feel as old as I may look or may be on the birth certificate.
I've loved your humour, and everyone you've played with have said that about you. You're a great teammate. Did you really call yourself the difference?
Yeah, I did.
Tell the listeners.
I got to the Pies in 2006, at the end of that. We played finals in my first year, which I was very lucky for. I then left at the end of 2012, they played against it was the last on the made finals. So for a very long time, I was, I was strutting across and calling myself the difference. they hadn't made finals till I got there, and they haven't made it since. And then I went to the Blues, and we haven't fared as well. So that nickname has changed slightly, but there was a point in time where that did happen.
If Carlton had played finals since you were there, that would have been a ripping story. So it's still in front of you, Dale.
Yes, exactly. Well, there's still time to beat the Pies to one, but that's a long way off at the minute.
Yeah, well, you mentioned it's been a long time since Carlton have played in Adelaide. Well, in actual fact, 2,940 days since the Blues took on Adelaide. It's a long time for you. You're hoping to have a win over here, Adelaide. I'm hoping to keep their fortress intact at Adelaide Oval. Promises to be a good game. Dale, thanks for talking to us.
No worries, guys. Good to know.
Great work, Daisy. We have a massive amount of Carlton supporters here. It's on the back of the Kerners days, the Bradley days.
Peter Watley, Mark Naley, Andy McKay.
There was a day he was touted as one of the best five players in the comp.
Yeah, he's a very high draft pick. I remember, I think it was very early on in his career where Collingwood were flying, and I think he either made his debut or he's playing very early on in his career, and he took on Andrew McLeod, took a big mark over the back of him, landed, played on, and kicked a torpedo punt from outside 50 at Etihad Stadium for a goal. He just had that sort of confidence and ability to do stuff, try stuff, and not go into his shell. So, unfortunately, he had a really nasty ankle injury.
He did.
And that sort of curtailed him a bit, but he's played 18 games in 2016, 18 in 2017, and all six this year so far. Dale Thomas was our guest.